Hello, everyone, and welcome back to 88.9 The Bridge. You're listening to our show, Keep It Real. I'm Audrey.
And I'm Ellie.
And today we are going to be talking a little bit about Taylor Swift.
That's right.
And she has been in the news
She's been in the news this past week.
If you haven't heard about her this past week, I'm so surprised.
That's embarrassing.
You've been living under a rock.
That's really embarrassing for you.
No.
Kidding. It's fine. If she's not your thing, she's not your thing.
But no, of
we
course.
We do judge you a little bit if she's not your thing.
No.
Kidding.
No.
Guys, I'm kidding.
Well, if you couldn't tell from that little spiel right there, Ellie and I are Swifties.
Whoa. Spiel's a big word. But yeah, we like Taylor Swift.
We like Taylor Swift.
We like to listen to her songs.
Yeah. And this passed officially 1 week ago.
A week and one day ago.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
She re-released her album Red on the 12th. And so let's start from the beginning and talk about why she's re-releasing her album.
Basically, there's a really bad man called Scooter Braun, and he is a big person. Like, he's in charge of Big Machine Records, Big Time Machine Records, or something like that. And basically, when she was a wee little munchkin, she was starting off in the industry, she signed a deal with them. That basically said that Big Time Records or Big Machine Records or whatever it's called. That's actually not what it's called. That's someone who she did a collaboration with recently. But whatever Scooter Braun's record label is, she signed a deal with them saying that they own all of her songs and music videos and stuff that she creates. And Taylor didn't realize that was, like, not okay at the time. So she signed it. And long story short, Taylor Swift was like, hold up. This isn't cool. So she's like, what if I re-recorded all of my songs that are owned by them and re-release them so that I own them? And so that's what she's been doing. Mm-hmm. She's been recording all of her old albums. She has 5 albums that she doesn't own but have her name on them. And so she's re-recording them so that she owns them.
Yeah.
And so whenever it says Taylor's version next to it, it means Taylor owns it, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
So this is me officially telling you to only listen to Taylor's version.
That's fair. No, so in re-releasing all her albums, she's making money. And the very interesting thing about the re-releasing of her albums is that they're performing really well.
Yeah, like, they're really good. Oh, because also she's doing something from the vault. Which she has From the Vault tracks, which basically means, so when she was writing whatever album she's re-releasing, so take, for example, Red, which she most recently released, she would take songs from that Red era, like when she was creating Red the first time, that were never put on the album, and she takes them, and she records them and releases them a part of Red the second time, so it's like the album's like really big, and so she has From the Vault tracks. And so those have also been performing really well because they're, like, new Taylor Swift songs, but they're, like, from her old era, so we get more of the story. It's really fun and interesting.
Yeah, it's very interesting. And from a musical standpoint and, like, the music industry standpoint, the albums are, like, there's some new content, but this is stuff that a lot of people have heard before, and it's just very interesting how well it's been performing.
Yeah. It's because everyone loves her, and they want to be cool.
No, it's exciting because I think why a lot of people are so excited to listen to it is, first of all, it was kind of known that when she recorded those first albums that she was, like, under bad, like, management company, and so all these albums that you hear her singing on when she was like 16 or something, you kind of now realize, oh, this is like, I can't really enjoy this music anymore because she doesn't own any of it, she's not making any money.
I know, I've been really reluctant to listen to old Taylor Swift stuff that had, like, hasn't been re-recorded yet.
Yeah, and so in re-releasing all this stuff, I think people are kind of excited to kind of see her be successful, if that makes sense.
Yeah, they're excited to support her and, like, let her get the money, not bad people.
Yeah, and it's very exciting to also hear your favorite song that's from one of these super old albums and hear it be sung again by her, too.
Also, like, she's keeping all of her featured songs, too. So, like, the, like, Everything Has Changed featuring Ed Sheeran was re-recorded with Ed Sheeran re-recording it as well.
Yes.
I think that's fun.
And it's super exciting. Did you know that is one of the first music videos that I can vividly remember watching on YouTube?
No. You want to know the first music video I vividly remember watching and rewatching?
What?
The Best Song Ever video from One Direction. Because they have a scene in front of it where Liam's a dancer and then Harry's a stylist and then and then Zayn is a girl and then they all dance on tables and I thought it was the coolest thing ever. So I watched it all the time.
Yeah, so also anyways, what also is very exciting too is I think that since her audience has grown up too, all these songs that they're hearing again are just very
they mean more.
They're very meaningful for them.
Which also was a really smart PR move on her part because she released Red the same year that Audrey graduates. And if you didn't know, Audrey's graduation year is 2022. Mm-hmm. And one of the songs on Red is 22. So you best be knowing that's going to be playing at all the graduation parties.
Yeah, and it just kind of worked out this way where like, when these albums were first coming out, a lot of her audience were teens. And
they still are, but they're older, too.
Yeah, no, but, yeah, so now, the re-releases, it's, like, these older people in, like, their 20s and also younger people.
That is not old.
No, I know it's not old, but in the sense of when they first heard her stuff.
Her demographic has been growing.
Yes, and I've seen,
expanding,
like...
Expanding, if you will.
I've seen, like, people say, like, these songs just mean so much more now that I'm listening to this as, like, a 22-year-old or something like that.
I also see people saying, oh, to be 17 and listen to this song. It's a whole circle.
Yeah. No, but obviously we're not in that... age. We're not at that age yet.
Yeah, we are. She has a song called 16, 15. She mentions 16.
No, I'm saying, I was talking more about, like, 20s, late 20s.
20.
There is one. Okay, actually, let's talk about our favorite song.
I'm sorry. What?
Let's talk about the song that we've been listening to the most.
Better.
I couldn't do that either, actually. I couldn't say my favorite.
On Red,
the new re-release.
Red Taylor's version.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I have to think about this for a second. Okay. That's actually really rude because I have four that I've been listening to a lot.
Okay, what are your four?
Okay, so my first two from the original album, like not from the vault. Mm-hmm. The two that aren't from the vault that I listen to a lot are called The Lucky One and Stay, Stay, Stay.
Mm-hmm.
And they're super cute, and I love them. And then the ones that I listen to that are from the vault, one of them is All Too Well, 10-minute version.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one is kind of sad, but I listen to it because I think it's good. Mm-hmm. Nothing New featuring Phoebe Bridgers.
Okay. You got some good taste. Okay, I can call you my sister again.
Okay. I'm sorry because you're not calling me your sister beforehand.
I was reluctant. You were saying I was waiting for that last From the Vault track.
Well, I'm sorry that I didn't want to start off with a really depressing song.
No, so if you didn't know, Taylor Swift had some pretty notable people on her album.
Oh, I'm also listening to I Bet You Think About Me.
Oh, yeah.
I love that one.
No, but there are a lot of notable people on this album. Chris Stapleton, Ed Sheeran.
Phoebe Bridgers.
He was on it originally. Phoebe Bridgers.
But he's on a new song, too.
Yeah.
Ed Sheeran is. Ed Sheeran and Taylor Swift wrote two songs together for Red, and the first one was Run, which is a From the Vault track, and the second one is The second
Everything
one is
has
Everything
changed.
Has Changed.
Yeah. And one of those features is Phoebe Bridgers on Nothing New, and Phoebe Bridgers is an artist known for, like, more slow,
depressing music. Like, not, like, I don't want to say not depressing, because it is depressing, but it's, like, I don't
it's
know.
It's kind of beautiful, like melancholy, sort
That's
of.
A good word.
Yeah.
Look at you
It's
go.
Like, it's. Oh, it's just, it's beautiful. If you're looking at it from like a critical, like you're trying to listen to
it's
the
very,
parts.
It's very well made. It's definitely not something you want to listen to when you drive down the interstate with the windows down and your hair blowing. But
yeah, it's like,
it is a good song.
It's
like good songs.
Clean, if that's like. That's not even a great way to describe it, but, like, I just...
It's nice.
It's very nice, and I've listened to her outside of her feature, but she...
I have, too.
They came out with this new song called Nothing New, and...
I actually did cry to her songs.
No, it's very sad, and also, it just appeals to her older audience, and so I think it's just making people
and
10 times more
audience.
Emotional.
I feel like Phoebe Bridgers has teens and 20s.
No,
and
I know.
30s.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying that, like...
You're confusing me.
No, I think you're getting confused on what our demographic is.
Phoebe's?
No, ours. Lady, I think we're older now. Like, I'm 18.
Well,
you're 16.
Yeah, I know we're older, but I feel like when you say
that's
older...
That's different than a 12-year-old listening to Nothing New, I think.
Well, yeah, but I feel like people listening know we're not in the 12-year-old demographic. And so I feel like when they hear us say older demographic, they think, like, 50-year-olds.
Oh, not 50. I'm saying...
Not 50.
Like, 20s.
Hey, are you saying 50-year-olds can't listen to Phoebe Bridgers?
No.
That's rude.
Not at all.
I'm kidding.
I'm just saying that this is really relating, like,
just
a lot of people who have... miss school in college and high school from the pandemic are relating to this song or like certain things like that where
well, nothing new.
You're like oh
it's a good song
this is
it's growing
really
up
relating.
She literally mentions being 18 and 22 that's your demographic girlfriend
no that's what I was saying and it's just it's such a sad and pretty song
it's really pretty
and
it's so pretty
just the exciting thing about Taylor re-recording all of her music is that you kind of it's
you get
kind
to
of
experience
like you get,
it for the first time again.
Yeah, it's like you get two different songs. Like
well, there's also like subtle changes in
yeah,
all the songs.
Exactly. So you're looking you're listening to like 22 or a song that everyone knows and that can reference.
Yeah. And the me
Yeah, or like
or whatever the me part in 22
like,
is different from the first one to the second one and I don't like it.
No, there's certain things where you're like, "Oh, I've listened to this part of her saying I don't know about you but I'm feeling 22 and I thought that this
it
part didn't
different.
Sound the way I wanted it to sound." Then you listen to the re-recorded, you're like, "Oh, cuz for
she
me
also, yeah.
Right now with all the songs that she's re-released, there are clear like songs I prefer and I always feel so bad when I say like oh I liked 22 from the first album better than the second album but there are little differences that you kind of
yeah.
pick up on the more you listen to it so
that's why you have to listen to it more and then learn to love it
yeah exactly and that's what's kind of exciting is it's a new song and it's not a new song so it's very I'm really excited for the next. Taylor Swift has a bunch of albums.
She has 9 albums.
Yes.
She has re-recorded 2 of them. She has 5 she needs to re-record. She has 3 left. She has Reputation, 1989, and Speak Now,
mm-hmm.
and Taylor Swift original versions. Sorry about that. She has 4 more to record. And so we're really excited for her to record them.
Yeah, and I kind of wanted her to hurry up. As
I
you
know,
were saying
she's
with...
taking so long.
No,
I mean, that's really rude of me to say because it takes a long time to make songs, but still.
No, but as you were saying, like, I feel guilty listening to some of the like,
I know.
Older songs
I,
that haven't been re-released.
Yeah, like, I want to listen to the songs, but I'm like, I don't want to give you money.
Yeah, and if
so
you...
I don't. I've been pretty good so far.
No, and if you listen to Idiot on the Bridge
yeah.
in the upcoming weeks
or, two?
Or days to follow, probably not days, weeks.
No, I don't
Ellie and I have made it our goal to replace all the Taylor Swift songs that are currently programmed into the station and make them Taylor's version songs. So
yeah.
she's making money from
I
all the songs
sure,
that play on our station.
We're good like that. We're cool like that.
We're cool like that. No, but I'm excited to do that, too, just because I don't really know what we have programmed in our station Taylor Swift-wise. So think going back and just assessing it too will be awesome, because then we can say, oh, at the end of our show, we're going to play some Taylor Swift songs, and
Taylor Swift.
We can program music more often. So that will be exciting, because we love giving her her money.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
as we should.
I mean, I'm just looking forward to seeing her more, and I want to see her in concert again. Ellie
I know.
And I have been to two of her concerts.
Yeah, we went to 1989 and Reputation.
Reputation. And so she, even if you don't even like her as
go to her concert.
An artist, you should go to her concert.
She's a very good performer.
She puts on a great show.
She has great dance moves. Something I noticed, I was watching her Netflix concert, they recorded it at one of her concerts and put it on Netflix, and I was watching it, and I noticed she has a lot of facial expressions.
Oh.
I mean, it's very nice. I mean, I guess it's good because, like, she's so far away that she needs to make it a little bit more dramatic.
Mm-hmm.
But good for her.
Good for her.
Show those emotions, girly. But, yeah, I'm really excited for just kidding. I want to talk about the All Too Well short film.
Okay.
Sadie Sink and Dylan O'Brien were in it. Both of them I love. Sadie Sink was in Stranger Things. Dylan O'Brien was in The Maze Runner and Teen Wolf.
Mm-hmm.
And they portrayed Taylor and the other one. And but Taylor hasn't officially said it was about them, but it is about them. And
wait, go back. Explain what you mean by it was about them.
Well, Taylor Swift dated someone who shall not be named, and he was not nice, and they had a big age gap, and so they broke up, blah blah blah, and during rehearsals for one of her tours, she was bored, and so she started playing a song, and it was turned out to be All Too Well, and then she took that song and she released it. And now, X amount of years later, she's releasing it again, and so she's doing a short film, kind of like putting visuals to the song All Too Well, and basically, Dylan and Sadie portrayed the couple that were there, and they acted out all the scenes that were mentioned in the song. And it was really good, and you should watch it.
Yeah, and so, basically, the song, originally, she cut down to 5 minutes when she first released the album, because she thought that you couldn't put a 10-minute song on an album, but then, for the re-release, she, like, her fans kind of convinced her to release the 10-minute version, and the film, the, like, short film is based off the 10-minute version.
The short film is, like, it's, like, kind of like a music video to the 10-minute version song, but there's scenes in between a couple of the verses.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I don't know. It's really cool. It's very pretty.
Yeah, and
they both do a good job acting.
They do a great job, and it's super fun just to get new content from her.
Ha, ha, ha.
I really thought, as you said, that it was such a pretty short film.
Yeah, they were really good.
Yeah, and they're great actors too.
Yeah.
Sadie
was so good. She was so good.
They really showcased their acting skills in the film too, which
she did.
You wouldn't think that you'd have time in like 10 minutes to give
a performance
when
when I listened to 10 minute the All Too Well 10 minute version for the first time, I was like, okay, is it over? I thought it was much longer than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
Than I thought it was going to feel like.
Yeah. And so, also, to talk about the 10-minute version, the 10-minute version on the re-release from Red is a, what's it called?
From the Vault track?
Yeah, it's from the Vault track, and she also released the 5-minute version and re-recorded that too. So there are two All Too Well songs on the Red Taylor's Version album.
Yeah. Both are great.
But just different lengths.
Yeah.
And so
it's kind of funny. But
yeah. If you want to give it a listen, listen to the re-release, I would definitely recommend it. And I think
I'll give you a hug.
There will always be, like, you'll hear some great stuff moving on from now in the re-release.
Yeah, and you can start listening to her now, so then whenever she releases her next one, you can be like, oh my gosh! And you can, like, get ready for it with us.
Yeah, exactly.
You can be excited with us.
No, so I'm really looking forward to what's to come, and I just am excited to just go home and revel in the songs. I don't know. Ooh. I'm super excited.
Oh my gosh. Did you see the I Bet You Think About Me music video?
No, I haven't seen it yet.
Well, it was written by Taylor and Blake Lively, who are besties, and it was directed by Blake Lively, and it's really good. Taylor's at a wedding, and she's wearing red, and everyone else is wearing white, and it's actually a really good music video, and I recommend watching it if you can.
Yeah, and definitely just check out. I know sometimes it seems like these artists that are talked about a lot are overrated, but I'm telling you right now,
talked about for a reason.
She deserves the hype that she's getting right now because there's some good stuff out there.
Yeah, thank you so much for listening. We are Swifties, confirmed right here, right now.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so thank you for listening to our show. Keep it real. I'm Ellie. I was about to say I'm Audrey. I'm Ellie, and I'm here with my sister Audrey, and we host this show every Saturday at 2. And that's okay if you can't catch us then, because you can listen to us on any podcast streaming platform. Just search up KMIH Keep It Real, and you will find us, and you can find all of our episodes, so you can catch up if you just found us, or you can listen to them again if you love us. So, yeah, thank you.
If you love us.
Yeah, thanks for listening to KMIH 88.9 The Bridge.